I'm here with John Hoffman, who is the director of Jeeves Intervenes.
Yes.
A play based on the stories of P.G. Wodehouse, which is being produced by the Boone Community Theater, opening May 10th. So why don't you tell us about that play?
When I pick a play, I usually pick one from books that I love, and I've been a big fan of P.G. Wodehouse for a long time. I think back in the days of Doug Brown and the Book Club, and so I really enjoyed that. And when I found that four of these stories have been made into stage adaptations, I thought, I've got to do one of those. And so it's turned out to be a really, really fun ride. The script is really great. The script is by Margaret Rather, who adapted this. In fact, this one, Jeeves Intervenes, is a couple of different P.G. Wodehouse stories, the Jeeves and Wooster stories, mashed in together. And so for people that are not familiar with the Jeeves and Wooster, I'll say this, that it all takes place in London in about 1928. And Bertie Wooster is a fellow who's young and rich and has a little bit of character and hardly any brain at all. And so he's always getting himself into jams of one kind or another. And then his valet, Jeeves, is always – he's the brains of the family. And so he's always getting him out of it. So – and in this particular story, Bertie gets accidentally engaged to a young lady that his Aunt Agatha brings over. Now, Aunt Agatha, of course, is the lady who gladly wears barbed wire next to the skin, who kills rats with her teeth. He describes her as the nephew crusher of London. So she's always trying. She's got big plans for him, but he's just a happy bachelor and wants to stay that way. So he has this problem that he needs Jeeves to try to get him out of it. His buddy there, Eustace Bassington Basington, also comes over, and he has a problem with his uncle, that his uncle wants to ship him off to India to the bottom of the jute business. He thinks he's too idle, I guess. And so his uncle, Sir Rupert Watlington Pipps, is going to send him off. So Jeeves has got these two things to try to fix at the same time without interfering with each other. And so it's just a hilarious story and a really, really funny, funny show. I loved the script as soon as I read it. And so we had auditions several weeks ago. I got a great cast. They're just really fun, clever actors that have got a deep bag of tricks and lots of imagination to put into these roles, and they are really doing their homework very well. So I'm just really, really ready to put this show on and get it in front of some people, maybe some people that love P.G. Wodehouse and some people that have never heard of him before. Either way, you're going to enjoy the show.
I think you've pretty well summed it up. But I do have a question because, of course, Boone Community Theater lost its longtime home
Yes.
in the old school.
Well, we sold it.
Yes, you sold
mm-hmm.
it. I understand that more or less of necessity.
Yes.
Where are you going to be performing this?
Okay, so this show will be performed at the First Evangelical Free Church in Boone. It's on the south side of town, right on South Story Street. As you drive into Boone, it's one of the first things you see. And we've done one show there before. And this year, we did one there. We've done others at a couple of different places. So we're kind of traveling a bit. One thing that we do have is we've rented some space downtown, and that's been a terrific space to do rehearsals in and to store all our stuff. You know, being a community theater, we just got a lot of stuff, you know, some furniture and a lot of costumes and props and things like that. So we have that place, and it's also a great rehearsal space.
But where is it?
It's at 705 Story Street, so it's right downtown Boone.
Is it upstairs or?
No, it's on the ground floor. There are apartments upstairs, and I don't know what the people that live upstairs think about us, but think, oh, there's that show on. It's just like radio drama, I think, for them.
Well, at least you're not doing a musical.
Right. Well, they did actually. The one we did before this was The Fantastics, which is a musical, and they rehearsed it there too. So I don't know if the people just really enjoyed that or not, but they didn't say much of anything. But anyway, so yeah, we have our rehearsal space there, and then we're finding area places around where we can rent an auditorium just to get in. Lots of good community-minded churches and other organizations. We had one up at the TK's Event Center out on the east side of town. That was where the Fantastics was. So we're being helped out by a lot of good people, community-minded people, and we really appreciate that, getting places to put our productions on. But we're still on the lookout for a building that we can buy or rent and make it our own theater. But anyway, that's where we're at now. But mainly, and it's nice to have the office space, and it's nice to be downtown, because out at our old Garfield building that was way out on the west end of town, people really didn't know kind of where to find us. A lot of people would still say, oh, there's a community theater in town. We didn't know that, because we weren't a place where people would drive by or walk by. Well, now our office space, at least, is a place where people can they're walking by all the time. So that's nice. It's a good location.
In past years, you've had summer theater for children. Do you have anything planned for this year?
Not this year. What happened this year was all of the staff all had things going on this summer, all of the directorial staff. And so they're going to take a year off of that. And perhaps come back to it next year. We're still doing some other things. We did a summer or a spring workshop, as we usually do in spring break time. Did a spring break workshop for youth and considering some workshops for adults, too. We'll evaluate that after this year. The other thing I think is it's difficult to find something for the bigger productions like that. A venue for those is a little bit harder to find, but we'll get something here, because it's just a great opportunity for the kids. We get ones that have never been on stage before, and for some reason, you know, youth that have never been on stage before, especially you get the ones down the preteen and the younger teenage, they haven't learned to be so self-conscious. And so they'll say, hey, I can get up on stage and do that. And so we get some kids that are great actors that never knew they were great actors. And so that's a lot of fun to do that, to be training up the next generation. That's really one of the two principles that Boone Community Theater was founded on, was the idea of constantly looking to the next generation and training up young people here, not only to act, but also to direct and produce and be techies. And there's just a place for everybody in community theater. So like I say, whenever I do a show, I think I try to accomplish three different things. And one of them is to put on a good show that audiences will like. And the second thing is to have fun doing it. It's got to have fun in community theater. And the third thing is to try to learn something. And so as a director, I'm learning something with every show that I do. And I will mention here that I'm co-directing this with Gary Gardner, who's been around BCT for quite a few years, but hasn't ever directed very much. He was co-directing another show about a year ago, and so I thought this would be a great thing. I bring him alongside, and so we're directing this one together, and I'm kind of showing him what I know, and he shows me what he knows. He's another guy that's just great about doing his homework. It's interesting with the number of Jeeves and Wooster stories that there are. He's read quite a few of them, did his homework, figured out a lot of things, just things that are mentioned in passing. He's done research for a bunch of these things, I think. So he's great to have on board also. And like I said, the cast is just terrific. They're a lot of fun. I make them do a little bit of homework. I make them learn about their character, and you know, I say, here, you're going to present your character to the rest of the cast. And it's an exercise I usually do as a director. And so that makes them think about what their motivation is on stage, rather than just saying my line because it's my line and it's in the script. But anyway. So we're really looking forward to putting this show on. It's going to be May 10th and 11th. That's Friday and Saturday. And those will be evening performances. And then the next weekend, and the 16th and 17th and the 18th, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Thursday and Friday will be in the evening, 7 o'clock. And then the Saturday performance will be a matinee. Always like to put in little, at least one matinee to let people come see the show that don't like to get out at night.
So there's just one matinee, though.
The 18th, mm-hmm. Yes.
And the performance times are?
There'll be 7 o'clock for the evening shows on the 10th, the 11th, and the 16th and the 17th. And then on the 18th, the time is 2 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can buy them online at boonecommunitytheater.org. Where we'll be at for this show, we have plenty of seating, so I don't think we're going to sell out of any shows, so you can just come and pay at the door. There won't be any problem finding a seat for you.
No reserved seating, then.
No reserved seating. Just come up and pick your seat out. And have fun. It's going to be a great show. The show is just ripening now, and just going to be perfect when we get it up on stage.
Well, thank you, John Hoffman, for Boone Community Theater.